Hello, everyone. We are on the bottom of page 258. We're out to page 7, Tzadiches, Siv Dalet. Tzadiches, Siv Dalet. We're talking about Kavanah and Tefillah and different things connected to that. So over here, the Mechaber tells us the following. Tefillah Yivim Makom Korba. Tefillah, as we all know, is in place of Korbanos nowadays, and that's why you have Shachas Mincha Ma'ariv. Okay? Tefillah's the Tamid Shel Shachat, Tamid Ben Ravayim, that connected the Yivarim of Darim that were served all night long. Okay, then there's other things that are connected to Korbanos. Also, number one, he's going to mention four things in this halacha. There are dumiyah to Korbanos. There are many other things that are dumiyah to Korbanos. Why he choose these four? Good question. But over here he says, number one, in terms of Kavana. Okay, your Kavana, you're supposed to have the correct Kavana when you're davening, just like the correct Kavana when you're having Korbanos. You have to have other machshavos going on during feel like you're not supposed to be thinking about anything when you're offering up a korban. Just like a bad machshava. Think about the wrong korban, think about other things. Can we post all your korban? Number two is you're supposed to be standing up just like the kohanim when they're all doing the avoda on the base of Midash. They have to be standing. Number three, ukfias makom kemar karbanos. The kohanim had a certain place that they had their specific makom that they did their karbanos. Ukfias makom kemar karbanos should call echad kavua makomo l'shchitas u'matan damo. Just like the kohanim had a specific place in the base of Mikdash that they would slaughter the karbanos. Okay, each one specifically. Okay, and they have the different rings and stuff like that. So too over here, we're supposed to have a makom kavua like we learned earlier on in Hilchos Tefillah. Sorry, there's going to be five things over here. Number four. Vishal Yachod's Dabar Beinolakli. You also, by the Karbanos, do not have any hefsik between themselves and the Kli that they're offering the Karbanos with. Dumi the Karban, Shachatzitza Posel's Beinolakli. Just like we said before, you're not to have a Bechitza between you and the wall when you're davening. So too, just like they had in the base of Midas, the same thing. The Mishnah Berurah also mentions also that they're not so, in the Kohanim in the base of Midas, we're not allowed to have a hefsik between their feet and the floor. Okay, they didn't wear shoes. We don't go that far. But you're not supposed to be standing on other things when you're davening, like we learned earlier on. Also, okay, more than three tefachim, less than three tefachim. We discussed that earlier on. Okay, Shloyach Tavar Beinilakli, do me the Korban Shachizib Botels Beinilakli. Viroy Shaloyam al Bushim Noyim Yuchudal Mikhad Latfila. And one is supposed to have special clothing when they go ahead and daven and could go Mikde Kuna, just like the Kwani and the Basing Dash had special clothing. When they went in order to do the photo, so too you should have Miyuchad clothing when you're going to daven. However, says the Mechaber, Elosh Enkel Adam Yachol Levazri, not everyone can afford to have special clothing every time they go out and daven. Umikol Makom, nevertheless, Tovush Yelo Michnasayim Yuchadim Latfila. You've heard about a davening jacket? It says Mechaber, you should have davening pants. Okay? You should have a specific pants that you're supposed to daven in the car, because back in the day, they used to get their pants very dirty. They would get very dirty walking around in the mud and stuff like that. And therefore, you're supposed to have special pants that were clean for Tfila, come Big Tekuna. Sorry. Because they weren't clean. They weren't as clean, they weren't as hygienic as we are. So therefore, you're supposed to have something special for tefillah, namely a special pair of pants, as the Mechaber points out over here. Moving on to Sifei now. Sifei discusses there's a stira in the Gemara. Okay, in certain places we say every day, davening after Birkas HaTorah, that iyun tefillah is a good thing. Iyun tefillah pachat means to ma'ayin your tefillah, to understand what you're saying, and things like that. That's what most times, or sometimes, we discuss iyun tefillah means. However, iyun tefillah in other places in the Gemara, as Tosos points out in Maseches or Shoshana to Zayin Amabez, Tosos points out there's another type of iyun tefillah, because there's other times in the Gemara that discuss that iyun tefillah is a very, very negative thing. What's that iyun tefillah? That iyun tefillah means that your boteach, that your tefillah is so good that it's going to be received from a Kaddish Baruch. A Kaddish Baruch is going to answer your tefillahs and everything's going to be good. That iyun tefillah is very, very bad. As we see over here in the Mechaber, look inside. This is al yachshav. A person should not think, oh, look at me, I follow all the Shulchan Aruchs, I have the clear kavanas, I dive with the right things, I do all the halachas over here. So al yachshav, a person thinks, royu shiasa Kaddish Baruch Hu bakashasi. It should be appropriate that Kaddish Baruch Hu should listen to me and fulfill all my requests. Kevin shikivati b'tfilasi, because I had kavana and tefillah, I was ma'ayin in my tefillah, and I had good kavana, so for sure Kaddish Baruch Hu is going to answer my tefillahs. That's very bad. Ki adarabah, because this is exactly the opposite. Doesn't mean that if you have bad kavana that Hashkadosh Baruch Hu will answer your kavana. But either, what's the adraba? Zemazker avono social adam. When a person thinks this and thinks how he's great, he has gaiva, the fact that he was able to daven with kavana, that's mazker his sins in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shayidei kach mefashrim him emaisav. Says, look at me, I should be listened to. So the malach can come and say, yeah, look what he did over here, look what he did over there. He thinks he has so many zchuyos. Well, he has also many averes. He has many things that he did bad. Eliyashav, rather, what should one think, even if he had a good tefillah? Eliyashav, he should think, Shiyasa Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chasto. Kadosh Baruch Hu should act with chesed for us. Okay, v'yomer b'libo, and say in his heart, Mi ani dal v'niv ze'ebol v'keish meis melech ma'achiyam lochim ha'kadosh baruch hu. Who am I, such a lowly, poor person, who is going to ask things in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the melech ma'achiyam lochim? If it's not for the tremendous chesed and compassion that a Kadosh Baruch Hu acts with his children, that's the only reason why he's going to listen to Tevi'at Tefillah. It's not because we're so great and we deserve Tevi'at Tefillah's answer from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Exactly the opposite. We don't deserve it. We don't deserve it. If we realize we don't deserve it, and then we approach a Kadosh Baruch Hu with that, then our tefillahs have a chance to be answered. But we say, oh, Geshmak, a tefillah today. I sang nicely. I did kavana, v'chulei, v'chulei. For sure my tefillahs are going to be answered. No, that's a very, very bad attitude towards tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not owe us anything. He does not need to listen to our tefillahs. It's a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to listen to our tefillahs and answer them in the correct way. Okay? This doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't listen. He does listen to our tefillahs, but only outs chesed to us and not outs other things. Okay? That is Simen Tzadi Ches. Moving on to Simen Tzadi Tes. Tzadi Tes, a little introduction over here. Okay, this is, I just want to give a little brief introduction to over here because I believe that drinking in our generation is a very, very terrible machla. It's a very, very terrible machla that causes a lot of terrible things at weddings and many other places. It's not the time to really talk about. We have over here, halachas to discuss over here. Someone who has drank, when is he allowed to daven and other brachas, and when is he not allowed to daven and do other brachas? Okay, we're just going to learn over here what is the halachas. We have to understand for even people who are doing things that maybe a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not so happy about. Okay, nevertheless, what is the halachas with such a person? Okay, sometimes drinking can be done in an appropriate way, but most times, I would say most times in our generation, it is done in a very disgusting, not healthy way, and not something that brings them closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, here we go. Simen Tzadi Tes Sif Aleph. Shosa Yain, someone drinks. So let's really say this clear over here. There's really three levels. There's probably more levels just to get in our minds to help us understand this halachas. There's three levels of drinking. There's something called, we call Shosui. Someone who has drank. Okay, he is not drunk, but he drank. Okay, he drank. That's really the first level over here. He drinks a revius of wine or another beverage also. Okay, that's called Shosui. Second level is Shikur. He is drunk. Okay, obviously there's a lot of different levels of drunkenness also. But he's drunk, he's not just drinking revius, he's drunk to the point where he is drunk. That's called shikur. And then there's third level, which is a much higher level of drunkenness, which is called shikuroso shalot. Okay, to the point where we just read a couple weeks ago, Sparsha, that lot got so drunk that he didn't even know what was going on. That's called shikuroso shalot. We are not talking about that level over here today, because that level, that person is potter mina mitzvos. Okay, is at the level he's not going to be chayv in mitzvos bichlal. Shichrusu shalos is something that is, we're not talking. So let's go over here. Sifal says, Shasa Yayingri, I'm going to read through all three halachas over here, and then we'll go back and discuss halacha lemaisa and different Mishnah Berurahs if we still have time for today. Shasa Yayingri revius, if someone drinks wine up until a revius, the Mishnah Berurah points out, Huadin Shar Mashkin, says Mishnah Berurah, Sifkon Alf Nerdu Huadin, Shar Mashkin, a Mishakar, and the same thing applies by other alcoholic beverages. Masha Enkain, Moreno, Rabbeinu, Rav Nevinsa points out over here in the end of Sikot and Diver Masl, Shasa, Neradim, Shasa Mita, Naviv, you'd only drink grape juice. Rashaili Palal. He's allowed to daven if he'd only drink grape juice. Oh, what's the chiddush? Then obviously it's not alcoholic. Why? Avopisha, but mikdash also lavod chitui mitzvah navim. Even though Kohanim in the basic mikdash are not allowed to serve in the basic mikdash if they only drink grape juice, even though it's not alcoholic, they're still not allowed to, if they drink a revius of grape juice, they cannot work in the Beis HaMikdash. You may think, do me to the Beis HaMikdash like we learned earlier on. No, for this it's not that case. If you drink grape juice, you're allowed to daven. Fine, moving back inside. If one drank even just a revius of wine, he should not daven until the wine has left the system. Fine. Vim shasa yoser. He has drank more. Okay? He has drank more than just a revius of wine. Here's the halacha. Im hu yachol ledaber lifnei ha-melech, if you would still be able to walk in front of a king and speak in front of a king, I mean, he's not so drunk where he can't totally control himself. He can totally control himself, and therefore he'd be willing to go and speak in front of a king. So then, still he's not allowed to daber. He is not allowed to daber at the state of mind, even though he drank more than revius, even though he would be able to daber lifnei ha-melech. If he be the Yevid davins, his tefillah is a good tefillah. If he cannot be able to stand in front of a king and speak to a king now, then his tefillah is like a toeva, like we learned earlier on the saying. Lush in the Shulchan Aruch is for what? For someone who needs to go to the bathroom very badly, and he davens his tefillah of the tueva. So too, if he is drunk to the point where he would not be able to chayochel the daber lifnei amelech, his tefillah is a tueva. It's an abomination. Vitzarich lasol his pilek shiatzar yenu me'alav, and you would have to go back and daven again. His tefillah is not a good tefillah, and you would have to daven again in that case. Va'afilu im over zman tefillah, even if he's going to miss zman tefillah because of this, mashlim oto tefillah she'achara k'din shohik. He should not daven, and then he'll daven two shmanasrei is the next tefillah. We assume this is like din shogeg. Okay, just because everyone's wondering, why is that really shogeg? Somebody went and drank. Is that really a din shogeg? So the answer is yes. The Mishnah Brook explains the chiluk over. Look inside, see kodin vav. Va'afilu hitchil ishtot achar she'hagiya zman, even if he drank after the zman of tefillah had already started. She has savur, she elo shusli palacha, she apog min hayayin. We're talking about a case where he assumes the wine is going to leave his system before zman tefillah is over, so he's still going to have an opportunity to go ahead and daven without the wine. However, you skip to the second, the third, last line of the Mishnah Berurah. Umiyu vada. For sure, however, for sure, imu samach lemincha v'yavur zman vada imishtake. He knows if he drinks now, he's going to miss mincha altogether. There's no way he's going to get able to get sober up before mincha. Shelo yuchal apigatino b'zman katzar kazeh. Mazid havi. He'll be considered a mazid lekuli alma v'ein lo tashlumin, and he would not be allowed to tashlumin. That would be a mazid. Okay? If he thought he was going to have a little bit of wine, he ended up getting drunk, and he ends up missing zman tefillah, he did a bad thing, but he could do tashlumin. That's considered shogeg. However, if he drinks very close to the zman zman tefillah, or even not, he knows for sure when he drinks, there's no way he's going to be able to get sober up at the time he goes ahead and where his zman tefillah is going to end. That's considered amazing. He's not allowed to go ahead and return to the tefillah. Says the Ramah, v'din kriyat shma k'din tefillah, the din kriyat shma is just like tefillah, the same halacha applies, says the Ramah. Aval shar brachos, yachal levarach, afal pishu shikur. Din kriyat shma is like din tefillah. However, other brachos outside tefillah, based on a Yerushalmi, that sounds like says that you could bench when you are drunk because it's part of the achalta visavata. Savata includes drinking wine. Therefore, they're according to Yerushalmi, you're allowed to bench, and they assume it. By benching, other brachos you're allowed to say, even if one is drunk. Okay, let's go side point now. Let's do a little commercial over here on Kriyat Shema and Brachos. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sivkot and Zayin, Ubirkas Kriyat Shema, Dinan Kriyat Shema. Ubirkas Kriyat Shema is just like Tefillah, just like a Kriyat Shema, which we said is just like Tefillah. However, Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Ches, Kedin Tefillah. Hainu da'ash shosloi, Asr lechat chila b'Kriyat Shema, which would mean even if you drink a dravius of wine, Asr lechat chila, let's say Kriyat Shema. However, Valavushkot of the Ishmakili by Kriyachma, Afi Mushikor, there are those who are makeo by Kriyachma, even if he's drunk, the shiny tefillah shu bakasha struggle, like we mentioned many times, tefillah is in a different level than Kriyachma, your omid lifnei amelech v'chulei v'chulei. Okay, and therefore there are those who make him. Echain kata belukudi yaramban besofa. Alchain bebira gra, but the gra holds differently. The gra explains Yerushalmi at length over here, Lufi dvara maskanas Yerushalmi, le'eser shikor by Kriyachma. For sure, someone who is drunk, it is usher for him to read Kriyat Shema. One should never to get to this point where he is drunk at the time of Kriyat Shema. If now he's drunk and he's going to miss man Kriyat Shema, ain't leave Torah to the Tzma with Kriyat Shema Mishum Zayit. He should not poter himself in Kriyat Shema. He should say a Kriyat Shema at least according to the Man Damer that says Yotzi, he's going to be Yotzi. However, if then he sobers up and it still does not pass the Zman of Kriyat Shema, okay, he thought he was not going to be able to sober. Now he sobers up. He already read Kriyat Shema when he was drunk. What should he do? Yachzor v'yikra parshios. He should go back and read Kriyat Shema again, because according to many poskim, he was not Yotze the first time he read Kriyat Shema. That's in terms of Kriyat Shema. Well, Shar Brachos, the Ramah says, is not like Tefillah, and you could even say it when you are drunk. Says, though, the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Tes. Sorry, Sivkot and Yod? Yod Aleph? Let's start with Sivkot and Yod. Yachol Levarich, Aval Emet Sarfano Tola Minyan Asara, Olinin Gimel Azimel Asher Deshari. He says that you're not allowed to mitzarif him, even if you're benching with a minion, you can't count him in the minion. Oh, a drunk person would not be able to count in a minion. However, for Zimon, Asher Deshari. But for three, for Zimon, that would be okay to go out and mitzarif him. So it sounds like over here on Purim, you don't make a Zimon of Asara. I mean, if you have 10 people amongst them, or you don't have 10 people who are sober at that point, you would not make a Zimon of Asara. Okay? That's what it sounds like for the Mishnah. So you can't get out of I'm your regret. Ulafi Dvarav. Yesh tahakmer lechatchil b'shikor sheinuchol adar b'lif ne'amech. The Gra holds differently than the other post committee holds that even by benching, and for sure by Shar Brachos, if one is drunk, one should not be doing it. And if you're not able to do that, even by Shar Brachos, you should not go ahead and do these things. Okay? The Roma holds you should. Ruba the Alma is somech on the Roma, but the Gra holds you would not be allowed to go ahead and do Shar Brachos when one is drunk. Siv Beis. Now, Derech Mil Vashena. If one travels, the amount of time it takes a meal, 18 minutes, Vishena, and also sleeping, Kol Shum Afikin at the Ayin, that makes the wine, that makes you sober up quicker. However, V'ani Mili Kishish Hazar Revias, that's if you drink a Revias of wine, going to sleep and walking around on the block a little bit is going to help get rid of the intoxication. But if you drink more, then just read Kol Shekein Shashena Mishkarto, for sure sleeping is going to make him more drunk, V'derech Torah Deto, and walking around is going to make him more drunk, it's going to make him worse. That's only if he's walking outside around on his feet. But if he's traveling, he's riding a horse, or he's traveling in a car, obviously not driving, chas shalom, vaday derech mefiga yayin, then the derech would be mefiga yayin. That would make him sober up. Okay, Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevin Sal. Says over here, if someone gets drunk before dying, he should let him sleep until he wakes up on his own. Because he holds that once he wakes up on his own, then that type of sleep will help him sober up. But waking him up in the middle of sleep, as we see over here, it just makes him worse than he was before, according to this. Sif Gimel. Kol echad shu shosu. Anyone who is shosu, yisagile yifim asher margish v'nashu shiafi yeinu. So Levi's going to say, how's the person not supposed to know he's allowed to daven or not? So he says over here, every person should subjectively make a decision himself. This is a very difficult memchaber because when one has a little bit of alcohol in his body for him to have a good intelligence to be able to decide for himself things, it's not such the best time for a person to decide on his own. But that's what he says, okay? Shoshu shah is likely to find Masha Margish Benash Shafiq, you know? V'lachay! And therefore, nowadays we're a little more makel when it comes to these things because our wines are not so strong. A revius of wine is not going to really do much to a person. Okay, you're talking about 3 ounces, it's not very much. Okay, because our wines are not so chazak. Even though we drink a revius of yoter, there's room to be makel to go ahead and daven by wine. This is not talking about by whiskey, because of all these other things that a revius would definitely make a person tipsy. V'kol shekein, im yispal mitoch siddur, should be other for sure if he's diving out of a siddur, which makes him focus easier. Shein choshen l'shichos ma'at, we're not so worried about a shichos ma'at, because in the background over here, as we said many times, anyways, our kavana is not so great nowadays, and therefore, if one is a little bit tipsy, then there is more room to be makel nowadays. However, once again, these things are very misubach. You're dealing with something that could be a toeva. If you can, the dabar l'fnei ha'melech, you're talking about tfilas of toeva, brachos levatala, and you would have to go ahead and daven again. So one has to be very, very careful with how he goes ahead and does. So if one is going to miss man tefillah, and he only drank a revius and a little bit more, and he knows that he has clear mind, then he could go ahead and be mako to go ahead and daven. But if not so, one should be careful not to go ahead and daven when he is drunk, even tipsy. Adkan for today.